Right, folks, if you could just take a seat for a moment, and we could have the first intro slide there, Philip. So this is a story I would like to start the meeting with and also have a bit of fun with the children. And this comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. And Jesus was approaching Jericho, which is on the River Jordan, and a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So here you have some objects, and they're meant to symbolize size, okay? So this is a rather large, well, it's a bit of a beach ball. I couldn't get a bigger one. And I didn't have the puff to be able to blow it up either. So this is kind of a large amount of faith. This is a medium amount of faith, okay? And this is a really small amount of faith. Do you see the size of those? Pass it along. Those are seeds. And you can probably guess by now what kind of seeds they are. Well, it says it, doesn't it? Anyway, this beggar, right, he heard that Jesus Christ was going to pass by. And he jumped up and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And everybody else told him to shut up. Yeah? But he didn't listen to them. He decided that he wanted to have Jesus come to him and heal him. And so he said out even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He obviously believed that something was going to happen. How much faith do you think that beggar had? How much in terms of ball size?
A lot.
A lot. What kind of size would be? Which one would you choose? That one. So he had enough, that much. Okay. Now, don't tell the church what we're going to do. If you would like, I'd like to test your faith. Okay. And for those that want to do this, that's fine. Can you, if those who want to, stand on your chair? I haven't done a risk assessment. Stand on your chair. And I'd like you to have enough faith to leap off the chair and onto the floor. So how much faith did that take? Was it tiny? So this much? Yeah? Okay. Now, what about jumping from the banisters? You want to do that? What about if I promise to catch you? The middle one? Really? Gosh. What about if your dad was going to catch you? Would that affect your faith level to jump from the balcony? Okay. So, that is a symbol of faith. Let's go to the next slide. Thank you. Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. Next slide. "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." So his big amount of faith, and you all chose that one, his big amount of faith enabled Jesus to heal him. And you can see in many, many places in the New Testament, it takes some faith to be able to experience Jesus in your life and Jesus to heal you. So we need some faith. Now, how much faith do you think the disciples had to follow Jesus? How much faith do you think they had before the resurrection? And just in terms of size,
I think maybe medium.
Medium, okay. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said to them in the next slide. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith, because actually they only had that much. And they said to Jesus, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a mustard seed, that size, you could move this mulberry tree and it would be uprooted and planted in the sea and it would obey you. So yes, the blind man probably did have a lot of faith to basically fight through the crowd to see Jesus and to ask for him to be healed. The disciples probably only owned that much faith. And that's all it takes, folks. That's all it takes to follow Jesus. The size of a mustard seed. We have to have some faith, but that much is enough. Is enough for Jesus to work in our life. Now, I think Roz, after the meeting, will give you some seeds to grow. I think after the meeting, yeah. And if you want to take them away, you will see the miracle of faith, just coming out from a very small seed into a plant. So thank you, folks. If you want to go to your times of teaching and learning, that would be great. Thank you. If we could just go back a slide, Philip. Actually, two slides, if you don't mind.